It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that for you.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Children, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
Filling in is Andy Pate, party of choice.
And I am your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush. He is gone for just another week.
Another week?
Yeah, and then he will be back with all of us. We will be whole. Won't that be great? I'm here together with Luke Cash and Tanner Cole. Now, guys, with all this manhood, I think we need to talk about another man. And, I mean, he's not as manly as the three of us, obviously. You know, certainly not as manly as Charlie. But Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, what about him?
He's a fairly manly guy, wouldn't you say?
Big dude.
Big dude, yeah.
Used to wrestle other dudes.
Yes, now and then. Yes, he did, by the way. The guy, the biceps alone are like my chest.
Yeah, his forearm is the size of my entire skull.
It's incredible. And obviously, there's a lot of juicing that goes in. You know what, though? People say, oh, that's all steroids. Guys, no. You can pump a lot of steroids. It don't matter. You got to pump a lot of iron. And you got to eat right. And you got to live right to be able to look that way. I mean, I'm serious. I have always been in awe of guys who can do that kind of thing. Haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, steroids are a very different look, too. I'd be surprised if Dwayne was roided up.
I would be, too. At 6'4", 260, that's not, crazy
pretty
out
natty.
Of the norm.
Yeah. Especially for as much as that guy eats and as much as that guy
works. I don't think he's roided up today, but you don't think he got that way early on?
Maybe. Some dudes are just built big.
Didn't he? He played for the U in college. He played for Miami.
Yeah,
there's a chance they were roided, and that's when they're in their prime as well.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. That's even more impressive.
Big guy.
But he has made a decision politically. Now, this isn't a political party or anything. For those who don't know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson definitely leans left. There's no question about that. He supports Black Lives Matter. He has been very outspoken in a number of things. However, for someone who leans left, he also has some very capitalist views.
Okay.
All right.
Like what?
He expects people to actually work for that dollar in their pocket.
Oh, I see.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's weird that falls under capitalism.
Well, it does. It does. You see, in capitalism, you want to keep more of what you earn, and in socialism, you want to keep more of what other people earn. Okay, so there's a slight difference there. Well, here we go. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and this is coming from the dailyfetch.com. has abruptly withdrawn his support for President Joe Biden after realizing America is being destroyed. Johnson, once an avid Biden supporter, expressed regret over electing Biden in 2020 and stated he would not support him again in the 2024 election. Now, I'm just reading this from this article. Maybe it's not true, but it sounds true. He is a critic of President Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump. He now realizes that the Hollywood contingent of Biden supporters are wrong. In 2020, Johnson posted a video on Instagram slamming Trump for his response to the protests after George Floyd's death. And I got to be honest, I thought Trump's response, while it was a little heavy-handed, was also very accurate. Mm-hmm. They were destroying cities. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. And that was mostly thugs, not the normal protesters who were destroying the cities. No, I thought that was kind of accurate, but here we go. The actor demanded change, quote unquote, in America, expressing solidarity with Black Lives Matter, which, of course, was the center of mass looting and destruction of the cities. Here we go. Our country is crippled and on its knees, begging to be heard and pleading for change. Where is our compassionate leader? Johnson wrote. Now, I want you guys to hear these two comments because I want to get your thoughts on them. He says, the leader who unifies and inspires our country at our most painful time when we need it the most. That's the first thing we need. The leader who unifies and inspires our country at our most painful time when we need it the most. What do you think, Tanner?
Well, nowadays that's pretty hypocritical because all Biden does is divide us, and all the left and his cabinet and staff do is divide us.
Totally true, but this is probably a big reason why The Rock left him.
Right. Well, I mean, it's sad that within 2 weeks, over $2 billion in the U.S. was, I mean, just businesses alone and cities, you know, just torn apart. I mean, there's videos of Minneapolis now. You can't even drive through it without thinking, oh my gosh, am I going to get robbed, shot, whatever. It's gotten so out of control. But
all the left can do is talk about January 6th, which, by the way, I oppose all the violence on January 6th. I believe anybody who committed violence on January 6th deserves to be imprisoned or punished in some way, shape, or form. Doesn't mean they should be put in prison without any representation for...
Or without trial.
For a millennia or whatever, without trial. That shouldn't be happening. But do I believe if you did violence, yes, you deserve it. But let's keep in mind, folks, a couple people got injured, some gates got caved in, but they didn't burn down cities. I mean, do you see the difference here?
Well, we can go all the way pretty far into January 6th, but there's videos out now where the MAGA, quote-unquote, protesters or Trump supporters were simply being very civilized, just chanting, you know, holding up their signs, and sure enough, there's a few instigators in there, which happened to not be Trump supporters. So you can compare January 6th to the riots all you want, but there was no damage actually done by Trump supporters on January 6th.
Yeah, I think it's basically a grain of salt being compared to the salt shaker.
Right.
Honestly. Luke, let me ask you, though. Does he have a point? I mean, this is a time when we are terribly divided. We are crippled. We are on our knees as a country in so many ways. Is Trump coming across as the compassionate leader? Or do you think maybe he needs to tune that up a little bit?
I think he definitely does need to tune it up. I mean,
okay.
If you ask anyone who is not right of center, their opinion of Trump
right.
is that he's very hateful. He's very divisive. There's a reason people all across America hate his guts. You don't hate someone who isn't divisive. Whether you agree with that divisiveness is totally irrelevant to the fact that he is divisive.
Now, would you agree, though, that it's a combination of two things? Number one, it is actual things that Trump says and the way he says them. But it's also the way the media picks it out of context. And, you know, like the Charleston comments, where he was actually completely accurate, but they took it completely out of context. However, there are other times where, let's face it, he's abrasive. He fires everybody he doesn't like for a moment who isn't 100% loyal to him. This people look at that and they say, man, if you're demanding loyalty to yourself nonstop all the time and you'll fire anybody at a drop of a hat, we've had bosses like that and we couldn't stand them.
Yeah. I think you're exactly right. I think you're hitting the nail on the head with that one.
Okay, here's the next statement that The Rock makes. Tanner, get ready. He says, we also need the leader who unifies and inspires our country at our most painful time when we need it the most. He says, we need the leader who steps up and takes full accountability for our country and embraces every color in it. Now, is there really anything wrong with what he's saying?
No, I think, unfortunately, Trump's first shot at presidency, he said some unsavory things, not just about blacks or just about women, but he said stuff about Mexicans and definitely walked back some of those statements. But I think this go around, he's been a little more PC. He's been a lot more about embracing everyone and us trying to come back together and make America great again, of course.
He has improved.
As a group. And it seems like he's embracing some of the Democratic side, like wanting them to come over and understand what he's trying to do. But I mean, it's pretty hard to fight the whole media in its entirety when he's just by himself trying to fight back. They just did it again with his comments he made less than a month ago about their... I can't remember exactly what it was, but they took him completely out of context saying he's going to...
Oh, the bloodbath?
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, on that one, I'm going to totally defend Trump. That was so ridiculously out of context. However, wouldn't you agree at times he makes it too easy to take him out of context?
Easily.
I mean, he's just so not measured in his speech. Now, by the way, Luke, wouldn't you also say that's one of the things that makes him very refreshing? So many of these politicians are so guarded and measured in their speech, and he just talks. He talks like the guy you talk to at the barbecue.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. You know, what's beneficial on one end of that statement, you also got to recognize that as, you know, in the position that he's in, he's going to be under a microscope.
Right.
They're going to hyper-analyze everything you say and take any opportunity to take you out of context. You need to be aware of that.
Okay, I'm going to ask this last question. I'm going to put it first to Tanner, then to Luke. Okay?
All right.
Now, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is not your age. He's much older than
yes.
you guys.
But
the comments he's making, wouldn't it be fair to say that Trump should seriously listen to them? Because not Biden. Biden has lost the middle. Okay, he has lost the middle. But I think that there is a real opportunity for Trump to regain some portion of the middle if he listens to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Let me ask you guys, people who are, you know, in the middle, not hard left, but people you know, young people, do you think that they would be reachable if Trump were to take The Rock's advice? Go.
I think 100%, especially if they're teetering and not fully on one side already. I mean, it's pretty hard to persuade someone that's far right to switch to the left in 8 months, let alone
Yeah, I'm not talking the far ends at all.
Right, but I think I have plenty of friends that are in the middle, and I mean, if he just kind of adopted to the idea that I'm not here just for the right, I'm here for everyone in America, whether you're gender fluid or you're black or whatever it is, just I think being able to be somewhat relatable, and I mean, he's actually conscious, unlike Biden. So if he can get, you know, a couple statements out there that brings everyone together, I think it'd be positive more than negative.
Okay, Luke.
Yeah, I think he'd do well to listen to The Rock's advice. I think most of the people who are in the middle, they're in the middle for two reasons. They're in the middle because they're extreme on both sides and can't pick, or because they're not super into politics. And the people who aren't super into politics are looking at the surface level. They're looking at the superficial.
Oh, you're right. People who are not into politics, folks, listen to what Luke's saying right now. People who are not into politics are going to be much more persuaded by your manner.
Right. They're looking at the tip of the iceberg. So you need to change the color of that tip of the iceberg, right? You need to present yourself. You need to rebrand yourself. No one cares about your policies. They care about how you talk about your policies, because that's the only thing they're seeing in the headlines. You know, take that into account.
I couldn't agree more. What do you think, Tanner?
I agree as well.
Okay, folks, we are calling out not just to Donald Trump, but more importantly, Trump Nation, MAGA. Okay, I'm MAGA. I love MAGA. I agree with MAGA on probably 99.9% of what they believe in. I'm MAGA. I love MAGA. Folks, I'm talking to you right now. It's not just Trump. It's you. How are you relating to people in the middle? Are you listening to Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Because I got news for you. He's speaking for them. So listen. Sound good, guys?
Sounds great.
Okay, let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to do movie reviews. I'm totally ready for this. Up next is Level Engineering. I went solar with Alan Davis. You can too with Level Engineering. Call Alan at 303-378-7537.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
High Five Plumbing, that little drip, it gets worse, not better. So call High Five today at 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Your holidays may have brought all sorts of unwanted gunk to your home plumbing, and High Five can help fix it fast. Your guests are gone and you're smelling new smells from your drains or seeing sinks and showers drain slowly. It's time to call the professionals. Finding where the problem is can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with High Five's cutting-edge tools and resources. They'll have those drains flowing again in no time. High Five can take video of your main line and use the highest quality tools like digital augers and jetters to clear clogs so that you can get back to your day hassle-free. Mainline cleaning is dependent on your main access being cleared of furniture or appliances and is ultra affordable. Tell High Five you heard about it on Rush to Reason and you'll get $100 off the service. Get started today at klzradio.com/plumbing.
K&R Home Transitions. Hey, folks, we're coming into home selling season. Look outside right now. See that? 70 degrees. People are going to start looking at homes again pretty soon. So prep your house with K&R's re-up program. It's a brilliant idea. So call K&R at 720-437-8210.
Catherine and Robin with K&R Real Estate know how to save the day, maximizing your investment. Robin protects you financially with an unmatched level of financial experience, and she doesn't back down to anyone. That protects your money. And Catherine beautifully uses her ability to present your home the best way possible and uses her relational strengths to make sure you maximize the amount of money you can sell your home for. She does this while working closely with the seller's realtor, neighbors and contractors, and anyone else connected with the sale of your home. Both Kat and Robin are fighting for you. And that is so critical for the preservation of your largest financial investment and financial future. Robin doesn't often lose an argument for her client. And Catherine stands up for you in her own unique way. They work together to make you the most money on the sale of your home. Contact Catherine and Robin today at klzradio.com/home or call them at 720-437-8210.
Okay, up next is Roof Savers. Tanner, do you know what your roof even looks like?
There's a couple solar panels on it.
Yeah, okay. Here's the thing, guys. It's out of sight. It's out of mind. That's your roof, so you may not know if it needs treatment or fixing. Roof Savers has you covered, literally. So call Dave Hart at 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life, too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Luke Cash.
Man.
And Tanner Cole.
Man.
Too much manhood for everybody to handle.
It's too much. I'm surprised people are tuning in.
Yes. A lot of men who are in their cars right now, they can't see the road because they're hunkered down. They're intimidated.
It's true.
Yeah.
We are a threat to general society.
Okay. Now, I've got a question, Tanner, that is a question that every man has to ask and, you know, ask and answer in his soul. Are you ready for a movie?
I'm ready for a movie.
Okay, well, you know, Tanner, we haven't seen a good fighting action film in a while. Would you agree to that?
Unless you count John Wick, yeah.
Yeah, but that's been a while.
Yeah.
I guess it has been a while, huh?
Also, yeah.
The time a year, I think.
You know, it just seems, by the way, and we got a horror movie next, but it seems like Hollywood is putting out horror movie, horror movie, horror movie. We need more action films. Hollywood, please listen to us. Well, let's fix that right now with Monkey Man.
turn down everything.
Monkey Man, Rated R.
That's right, Rated R, Charlie cannot go.
It's true.
Sorry, Charlie. Okay, Dev Patel, who I like a lot, by the way, he writes, directs, produces, and stars as Kid, a fighter who wears a monkey mask and allows himself to get pounded for cash by popular fighters in underground fights. Now, this is a film from India, so we're greeted with lots of Hindu mythology mixed with a view of India's street life, rich to poor divisions, and corruption. It's all right there. Very intense. It's very kind of grubby. On the streets kind of feel. Well, Kid isn't just fighting. He has a plan. No matter what it takes, he's going to work his way up into an elite club where he can encounter those who did him wrong, especially a bad cop. Well, through a series of flashbacks, we see that Kid lost his mother to this corrupt police chief. And the guy is just terrible. One thing's true, by the way, in every religious setting. I think we can agree on this. Don't mess with a guy's mom.
Yeah.
You know, Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, atheist, Muslim. Don't mess with mom.
Exactly.
I think that that's kind of universal. Well, despite all his fighting ability, the only way Kid can get into the elite fight club run by the foul-mouthed Queenie is as a dishwasher. Doesn't matter. When you're planning revenge, you'll do anything for as long as it takes. Your hate only builds. Well, to get to the VIP room where the elites hang out, Kid needs a promotion. And he gets it. And also takes on a sidekick from one of Queenie's employees named Alfonso. I won't say any more. The last third of the film is basically unleashing hell. It's go time! And enough said. I know I haven't said a lot, but the plot is rather simple. What do you think, Tanner?
I've been wanting to see it, so I'll see it regardless.
Luke?
Sounds like the good premise for an action flick.
Exactly. Luke, I can see you training to this, just so you know. Okay, well, what works in Monkey Man? First of all, this film... it isn't just an action revenge movie. It shows how, well, when we do someone wrong, they can show ultimate patience and intensity in getting even. I'm serious. And it's a dangerous thing to create hate in people we dismiss. This can be true in office places, families, everywhere. Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed if somebody really, really, really did you wrong, you can go underground and basically put on a nice face. But a lot of times people are going to plot revenge. And they're going to get even. And this movie really brings it out. I thought that was good. There's a thorough look at one aspect of Hindu religion. That's the monkey deity Hanuman. All right. The fight scenes are John Wick level, only more brutal. You want violence? You got it. I know you want that. Don't you, Tanner? Yes, you do. Look at him. Tanner's literally salivating, and that's why we gave him a bib. All right. Patel's performance is spot on. It's driven. It's angry. It's desperate. It's intense. He's perfect in this movie. Of course, it's his movie. And there's a good training montage where Kid hits a bag of rice while this other guy plays the bongos. Very interesting. It's cool. And finally, there's a fun car chase in a very different kind of car. A car I've never seen in a car chase. We'll just say that, okay. All right? What doesn't work in Monkey Man? Well, first of all, it's too long. Definitely too long, and it's 2 hours, just over. Intense action films rarely hold up well for 2 hours. They rarely... Yes, John Wick was able to do it more, but there are some reasons for that. This has the classic problem when one person runs the movie, right? Write, star, you know, edit, and you do all of it. As a result, there's no good editing. Everything Patel thinks of is going to stay in the film. See how that works? And by the way, Luke, haven't you seen this before when somebody's totally in control of a movie?
Right.
Do you notice, you know, it could have gone without that 10-minute segment. Could have gone without. Yeah.
Yes.
That happens a lot here. Next, too many close-ups of Patel. Dude, we know you like yourself, but, you know, let her go there. Too many flashbacks. Too much time spent on recovering from an injury. It gets a little old. Now, here's something. It needed some comic relief. If you notice that with a lot of these action films, especially the ones that are about terrible revenge, well, they're about revenge because something horrible has happened. It's gut-wrenching. You need something to lighten it up a little bit, lighten the mood. It always really helps. Okay. They don't have that here. You don't always need that, but trust me, in this movie, could have used that. Next, the biggest problem with this movie, and I mean this, is all the deep Hindu talk. And I mean... wow, it's just Hinduism, on and on and on, and mysticism. And I wondered, you know, for a while, I was thinking, okay, would I be okay with this if it were all Christian stuff, right? What if this was right in my wheelhouse? And the answer was, nope, I'd be bored. I'd be really I wouldn't be able to stand it. It is way too much. And honestly, it wasn't adding much. The movie, through the middle especially, now, by the way, the last quarter of the movie is fun, a lot of fun. But until then, it just grounds to a halt. And I'm just going nuts, going out of my mind. You've seen this, by the way. When you've got a great action film or a great comedy or something like that, and then they go off on preaching to you, right. And they do it for a half hour, you're just like...
A bit overbearing.
Yeah, a bit overbearing. Please get back to what we... Right. The whole... Because I got news for you. None of what you're speaking at me and preaching at me and doing right now was in the preview.
Uh-huh.
None. Tanner, you saw the previews. What was it?
Fight, fight, fight. Revenge, thank you. Revenge.
Exactly! And that's what got you in the door. So if they got you in the door, don't bait and switch me. Give me that.
Right.
You know, yeah, I can have some relationships and so forth. Yeah, you can talk about your faith a little bit, whatever. Just don't grind it to a halt. Okay, last thing. They got a bunch of political stuff that was added in. And I'm not saying they went all left-wing politics. It leans left, but not a big deal. There's this huge political campaign in India going on. It meant nothing to the central plot. Nothing. You could have totally taken that out and totally had the revenge factor going without anything lost. And you would have had this tight, focused movie, and it would have been so much better. But once again, you got one person in charge of everything. Nothing gets edited out. That's what I was seeing. So, Rotten Tomatoes. They liked this movie a lot. I think they liked this movie too much. They gave it 85%. I definitely think that's too rich. I think a lot of that is because Rotten Tomatoes, quite honestly, is a lot of people who probably favor that kind of belief system and favor, not Hinduism per se, but Christianity is mocked in this movie, and they, you know, kind of more right. left-tilting and Eastern mysticism. I think they like that. I'm going to go quality 2.5 stars, average movie. There's good, there's bad. Some great stuff and some really, really boring stuff. Political, I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Okay.
You know, just a little.
Yeah.
Nothing bad, though. Nothing really bad. Just shut up. Okay, you know, I just don't care. And finally, more religious, I'm going to give it a 1. There was stuff in there. They had this trans stuff and other things that I'm just like, why are you shoving? This has nothing to do. Mm. Literally. This has less than nothing to do with the story. You're shoving it in because you want to preach at me. I don't want to be preached at. I'm here with my popcorn. Go ahead.
Is transgenderism even allowed in India? I would think no.
It's frowned on, but, you know.
They allow it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, look, it's not like Muslim countries.
Okay.
It's not that much. They'll probably just annoy you a lot. I don't know. I really, it isn't as bad. But Monkey Man, folks, I know a lot of people have been looking forward to it because the previews are just a gas. I mean, they are great, aren't they?
Every time I see a 6-second preview on YouTube, I get excited.
Exactly. The previews are awesome. I believe that those, and you know how this goes, for those who don't know, they send the movie off to people, they put it together, and they put together previews for you.
Right.
I believe the people who did the previews sold the movie a lot better than the movie sells itself. Folks, I do not believe Monkey Man is really worth seeing on the big screen. This is more like something that you want to rent, get it home, and kind of zip through some of the middle parts and have fun at the end and at the beginning and just enjoy it. Is it worth renting? Yes. Is it worth it on the big screen? Sadly, no.
Apparently, it'll be on Peacock in about 2 months. So
there you go. Wait for that.
Right.
Okay. Up next is Veteran Windows and Doors. Tanner, what's going on there?
They have free installation for the month of April.
Really?
Yes.
Free installation.
Free installation on all windows and doors.
Wow, that's kind of the expensive part. All right, well, for gorgeous windows and doors, call Veteran at 303-529-0720.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
Okay, affordable interest mortgage with Kurt Rogers. Are you getting the best rates? You don't know if you don't shop, and no one knows the market better than Kurt Rogers. If you need a loan, call Kurt at 720-895-0500, or you can go to aimortgage.net.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, affordable interest mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, affordable interest mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable interest mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Group insurance analyst, job change, life change, whatever the change, Paul Lenigro and his team will help you find the best coverage from a wide range of options. Call Paul at 303-423-0162, or you can find him at e-gia.com.
Finding insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of independent insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA, health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They've been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
Golden Eagle Financial, you think you're handling your money and retirement just right until you talk to Al Smith. Al just knows more. So for the best planning, give him a call at 303-744-1128.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you respond to rising inflation so your retirement plans aren't deflated. You're watching the cost of goods rise steadily and worried that your retirement won't be enough. Al Smith will be your strategic guide, helping you analyze past performance and interpret the market for your risk tolerance and expenses to foresee any potential areas to improve. And Al isn't all charts and graphs. He's a holistic planner, and he'll get to know you first to find out what your goals and unique circumstances are. After he understands what you want your retirement to look like, Al Smith will run a stress test on your portfolio against historic markets and strategically interpret how it'll react in given scenarios. Get started with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial and be certain your nest egg will grow and maintain your purchasing power in a down economy. Contact Al at Golden Eagle Financial for a free consultation today at klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Luke Cash and Tanner Cole.
Man.
And Luke.
Yeah, what's up?
Are you ready for a movie?
I'm ready for a movie.
All right. Well, look, you know, another Catholic horror film? Seriously?
Another one?
I know. Let's see here. The Nun, Exorcist Believer, Immaculate, The Pope's Exorcist, Nun 2. Here we go again with The First Omen.
This church has maintained power for thousands of years. Lady will stop at nothing to keep it that way. How do you control people who no longer believe? You create something to fear. I believe the girl is to be the mother.
Mother of what?
It's the mark of the devil.
Hey! It's not real. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real.
What's not real?
Who said that?
This is very real.
You know, Luke, actually, it's not. It's a movie.
Oh.
You know, you were looking pretty frightened over there.
I'm shivering in my timbers.
Right. What are timbers?
Good question.
Boots?
Okay. Well, shiver me timbers. Okay. In this prequel to The Omen, all right, The Omen, Nell Tiger-Free, really good young actress. She stars as Margaret, a young woman sent by the Catholic Church to Rome to begin her service to the church. Where have we heard that before? Oh, yeah, last week with Immaculate. Whatever. Anyway, Margaret is sent to an orphanage where Cardinal Lawrence, he's played by Bill Nighy, greets her. By the way, he plays the best creepy characters. Did you see Underworld?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the head vampire and so forth. I really like him in these roles. If he ever played somebody good, I just couldn't handle it. He greets her in a friendly manner, but some nuns don't. I guess these are mean nuns. Well, not everyone is mean. One priest named Father Brennan believes there's a conspiracy afoot in the church, and he asks Margaret to help him find it. And there's another young priest, Father Gabriel, and he's very nice. And then there's Margaret's roommate, Luz. Well, Luz gets Margaret to dress sexy and party one night, at one last night before they're taking their vows.
Okay.
Which kind of begs the question, why take them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you...
It's not like a bachelorette party, you know? It's
if you're looking at that life and saying, my gosh, I can't leave it behind. I got to celebrate one last night. Why are you leaving it behind? Hey, folks, for all those who don't know, being a nun is voluntary.
Yeah.
There was never a draft. I know people are thinking, was there a draft for nuns? No, there was never a draft for nuns. So I don't understand this. Anyway, problem is, well, you know, people are dying. A nun dies. A guy at the party dies. A priest dies. That's a lot of dying. And at the orphanage, Margaret tries helping a young woman named Carlita. Now, Carlita is very troubled. She sees visions. Now, she's not drawing on the walls with a crayon in your foot, in your toes, troubled, but she's troubled. Mm-hmm. And she sees these visions, and they're very terrifying, but so does Margaret. Margaret has a past of seeing these visions herself, so they bond. And that's good. Right?
Okay.
You can help somebody through a tough time. Well, Father Brennan believes the church is trying to create the Antichrist. Why? Here comes the reason. Because society is leaving the church, so they need someone to scare them into returning. They need a great evil out there in the world. I'm actually gesturing to the mountains. I don't know why. The mountains look pretty good to me.
Just move to the right, and there's Denver Metro, and I think
exactly. Let me sweep to the right. There's the evil. They need... Yeah. At least tax-wise. They need a great evil in the world to drive people back to the church. Seriously, that's the whole idea. And it turns out Father Brennan, he has a point. Because they really are trying to do this. And Margaret believes Carlita is targeted for being the mother that they will impregnate. That they're going to use her and impregnate this teen girl to be the mother of the Antichrist. Well, the mystery deepens as Margaret searches records to discover Carlita's past. She's looking for, geez, you know, 666, or what am I looking for? Something that would tell me they've got her ready to do this. Well, in so doing, she discovers a much greater net is being cast than just Carlita. Ultimately, Margaret must learn who is friend, who is foe, and how to survive. And that is the story of The First Omen. Luke, what do you think?
Sounds interesting, tentatively.
Yeah. Sort of, kind of, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Seems all right. I don't know. It's very... samey. I don't know. It's like not terribly original.
It's not original at all. By the way, I'm just going to say this right now, because they did it in the movie last week with Immaculate, and they do it this week. You have a lot of tries at making the baby that don't work out. I'm just going to just kind of tell you that, which are horrific, of course. It's like, what'd you guys make these two movies on the same set? I have no idea. Well, what works in The First Omen? First of all, Nell Tiger Free is a very good screen queen. I want to see more of her.
Okay.
I like her. And she's innocent yet intelligent. She's shocked but brave. And she has a scene I'll mention in a moment. She's just terrific. Next, the dread and horror build well. As you know, that's really important. In a horror movie, you got to build the dread, but you don't want to take too long, because then you lose the audience.
Right.
But you don't want to do it too quick. Why? Because then you haven't built anything and people don't care.
Right.
I just saw a horrible thing. I came to a horror movie. I kind of, expected that.
Right.
All right. They do this very well, and it's punctuated by horror moments and plot twists throughout. That's good. At one point, Margaret does a full transformation just while standing there. Okay, just while she's standing in front of a car, she transforms from being a desperate girl to fully possessed. And this takes her a few minutes to do, all just in one take of this young actress doing this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Transforming piece by piece, but no special effects, going from just this terrified girl into this totally possessed monster.
Okay.
It's one of the best acting moments, Luke, I have seen in years.
High praise.
Yes. I mean, that moment blew me away. Way to go, Nell Tiger Free. You sold me with that. That scene right there was really something. Now, what doesn't work in The First Omen? Well, first of all, there's lots of bloody gore. This is not a John Rush movie, just so you know. There's one torture pregnancy scene that pushes the limit. It's not necessary. They didn't have to go that far. And so often these movies are trying to prove themselves to the gore crowd.
Right.
And the rest of us are kind of like, a lot of us actually don't mind a good scare. Why don't you just make a movie?
Right.
Right. Okay, next, the pacing slows down huge in the middle. And this should have been shorter. The action is happening. It's kind of weird, too, because you're thinking, what, all the action died? They just start talking? No. Action is happening. The plot is moving. People are dying. And I just didn't care. I mean, I'm not sure. Have you ever noticed that when everything's kind of ticking off, they're ticking off all the things that they need to do through a movie, and you still don't care? And you're just kind of like looking at your watch and stuff.
Right.
And I could look, and I looked around. I didn't see anybody really engaged in the audience at the time. Yeah. Again, the whole party on your last night thing is ludicrous. Why become a nun? That's kind of, I got news for ladies. I just want to, I don't mean to drive anyone from Christ here, because I am a Christian, but if you don't become a nun, you can party all the nights. Okay. I'm just throwing it out there. Okay, let's see here. Even worse is the whole plot line. Creating the ultimate evil so people will return to the Catholic Church? Seriously? What? There's not enough evil out there? I just gestured to Denver, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, guys, there's evil everywhere, okay? There's evil in my heart. All right.
Just look around. You don't need to artificially create anything evil. Yeah. It's already pretty bad.
this idea that you need to, you've got two political parties who spend 99% of their time calling the other evil. I don't think you need to create an antichrist to get people to go back to the church. Maybe your message is a little off. I don't know. Okay. I have no idea. The music was silly. Really? Now, this is big. I know this seems small. It was like angry opera blended with high-pitched church hymns on acid.
What a description.
Yeah, I got nothing, but I couldn't describe it any other way. It's the weirdest music. And I'm just kind of like, you're really going for weird and avant-garde and all that kind of stuff. You're just kooky. All right, this is just nuts. I was literally laughing a few times during the movie at the music in a horror movie with horrible things happening and the Antichrist. That's a first for me.
That is not what you want.
Laughing at the music during something like that. I've never done that. Finally, I really wanted to watch Sister Act and have some fun music. I just wanted to say, you know, because this was not working for me. Okay. Rotten Tomatoes gave this 78%.
Interesting.
It was interesting, too. I read a few of them, and they really liked the pro-abortion spin. But it was like, I watched it. I'm thinking, no, no, she wanted to abort the Antichrist. I'm actually kind of for that, okay? You know, so this is, she wanted to stop the Antichrist.
A reasonable exception.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, this is not really... I didn't really understand what they were saying, but bottom line, this is a boring movie. I was bored throughout it. I thought her performance lifted it up. If it had not been for her performance, and everybody did a good job in their roles, the movie was just boring. But I'm going to give it a star and a half. Look, if I'm that bored in a horror movie, and by the way, I kind of like horror movies. All right. I like a good horror movie. But if it's going to leave me, you know, checking my watch that many times, sorry, you've lost me. I'm going to give it 1.5 stars. I don't think this is a very good movie. I don't think it's really worth making. I think they could have made it a lot better. And Nell, you saved it. You made it watchable, but it wasn't enough. Next, political, I'm going to give it a 2. Moral, religious, I'm going to give it a 1 for obvious reasons. Uh-huh. It was in a lot of ways bad, but I'm just going to say it was just plain icky.
Mm.
Okay, this was yuck. They went more for shock value than entertainment value. The First Omen, is it worth seeing in the theater? No, not really. If you want to see this and you want to catch up on the story and get ready for whatever they're going to do next, you know, rent it. I think you're going to be fine. Sound good?
All right.
All right. Up next is Geno's Auto Service. Need a four-wheel alignment? Geno's has a special for just $99.99. For that and a bunch of other coupons, find Geno's Auto Service. That's Geno's with a J on KLZRadio.com.
Geno's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of 2 NAPA Quick Struts or a $150 rebate with 4 NAPA Quick Struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Geno's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Geno's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Cub Creek Heating and Air, heat, cold, whatever you need, Cub Creek listens and provides your home with outstanding quality. If you're having any problems or don't want to, call Cub Creek at 303-656-5467.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
Dr. Scott Faulkner, no one, not insurance companies, not the government, no one owns Scott Faulkner but you, the patient. Putting you first, Scott prescribes what you need, not what someone else wants you to take. For you first medicine, call Dr. Scott at 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition, trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations with one standard, honesty. For a great used car in Boulder or Fort Collins, call Ridgeline at 303-442-4141.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Luke Cash.
Man.
Tanner Cole.
Man.
I am Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. Okay, guys, we've got just a couple minutes here. I want to introduce what we're going to talk about next hour. We are doing movies. No, we're not.
No, we're not. We're not doing movies.
I said that on purpose so I could correct myself. We're doing your favorite comedians, and they can either be comic actors in a movie or comedians on stage. So here's a question I want to throw first to you, Luke.
Yeah.
When people talk about their favorite comedians, don't you get the feeling they're often talking more about themselves than the quality of the comic? And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah. I mean, the kind of comedy you like is a really good reflection, I think, of the kind of person you are. You learn a lot about a person by the type of comedy they enjoy.
I think so, too. What do you think, Tanner?
Yeah, I think so as well. There's a wide range of comedians. You got Jerry Seinfeld all the way to, you know, Don Rickles or a Tom Segura or Dave Chappelle that will...
Well, don't burn the lists now.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
You can learn a lot.
Okay, there goes my list. We won't have our number two. All right. I'm sorry.
Canceled?
Canceled.
We're done for. Like, you can learn a lot about Andy because all of his comedians are old.
Yes, all of them. All of them.
All of them are old. I guarantee you, you're not going to see a single comedian younger than 50 on there.
There are two things you'll know about all the comedians I like. They're old and they're not funny.
Old and not funny.
Every single one of them.
A very good look into the mind of Andy.
Well, you see, I have no comedic talent, and therefore I don't want to be, you know, intimidated by the comedians I like. So I like the not funny ones. I really do.
Right. Andy heard the van down by the river and thought that was something to aspire towards. So.
Chris Farley.
There we go. That's what we're working towards.
That is a classic scene. Oh, my gosh. Maybe we got to. I don't have that ready. If you can get that ready, maybe we should.
If we can get it ready in time. Let's
play. In a van down by the river. Sorry, guys. That's Saturday Night Live, and it was an awesome skit. What I've really found is that if you have the more, shall we say, cerebral types.
Right.
They're going to like more the cerebral type of humor. If you have the more Western types, they're going to like more the down-home kind of Western humor and so forth and so on. Of course, people of color usually like comics who align with their race, but that's not an absolute at all. And by the way, I'm going to throw out a name right now. One of my favorites of all time is Eddie Murphy. So,
right.
You know, nobody has to be stuck in their lane, but I think a lot of times people like their lane, Luke.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of the times you get, you know, comedians will make jokes about what they know, and what they know is related to their life experience. So you're going to see a lot of people attracted to comedians who make jokes about the stuff they've experienced in their own life.
Exactly. They're going to talk about stuff that's funny in their life, and you're going to see people who are tuned into that
exactly.
laughing like crazy, and everybody else, okay.
Exactly.
Okay, folks, if in case you want to laugh like crazy, we'll play a number of clips. That's the hour of number one, end of hour number one. Hour number two is coming up next. We're going to do your favorite comedians, both in movies and on stage. Until then, keep it right here on KLZ Radio 560, Rush to Reason.